We're back on 720 WGN. All right, it's a Hometown Thursday, and this month we're focusing on Westtown in Chicago. And Carmen DeCarrier is on a phone line now. She is an owner-operator of a McDonald's in Westtown. Carmen, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, tell me about your spot. Where are you?
We are at 1951 Northwestern Avenue, right on between Armitage and Milwaukee, and we also have one at 2005 West Chicago, and which is Chicago and Damon.
Fantastic. Now, I know McDonald's corporate must love your story because it's a great one, right? You started as a crew member back when you were 19 years old?
That is correct. I was going to Columbia College at the same time. I went to study broadcasting.
What was your first role at McDonald's?
I was working on the front counter. And then like 8 months after that, I became a floor manager.
And when did it occur to you that you might one day be an owner-operator instead of a broadcaster?
Well, I work for McDonald's Corporation. I work with the company, so I worked my way through. I became a supervisor, training consultant. I did different positions with McDonald's. And then in 2002, I decided, my husband and I, to become operators.
And you mentioned two stores. Is that the total you have, or how many do you own and operate?
I own and operate 15 restaurants.
15.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Are they all in the city?
They are. I have Bucktown. I have Humboldt Park, Lakeview. So I have Wrigley, the Wrigley Field McDonald's. I have one downtown and a couple in Oak Lawn, one in Palos Heights. And south of Chicago. So, yeah, I'm pretty much all over the place.
Wait a minute. So if you owned the McDonald's by Wrigley Field, I've contributed to your income.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
I enjoy hearing the stories about the owner-operators and because we end up hearing so much more about community. I want to talk about what you do in the community. But first, talk to me about those crew members who work for you who might be 19 or 20 or 21 right now. What's your employee family like?
Oh, we have a very diverse group. We have some moms. We have some dads. And, of course, we have some of the young folks that go to school. So for them, we definitely give them scholarships under my daughter's name. Mm. We have a daughter that has autism. And since she cannot, won't be able to go to college, we decided to have the Mia DeCarrier fundraiser, so, you know, charitable fund. Mm-hmm. So we give scholarships to the students in my organization.
Well, that's beautiful.
We did 19 just a few weeks ago, and we've been doing that, you know, every year right now.
And so it's just like the TV commercial where we see the employee open up the envelope and learn about a scholarship.
Yeah, I mean, they apply and we meet them, but we give to all of them. They pretty much all make it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And we give it to them for the 4 years. Yeah. And it could be also their families. So if it's a mom that works for us and they have a child going to college, they can also apply for that.
You know, there's a couple of things there. One is just clearly the benefit of money for school. I mean, that's great, but there's just a great sense then if you're working at a place where you're, I mean, that's a sense of family that you're creating. And I think that's just as, if not more valuable.
Yes, absolutely. We are a family. We really consider them family and we care a lot for them.
I'm sorry about just using the bathroom in your McDonald's by Wrigley just a couple of times without buying anything.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
I'm probably the only one who ever did that, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Tell me about some of your fundraisers that you're up and running.
Well, we do McTeachers Night, where the teachers come to the McDonald's and they work behind the counter, and the families come, and we give them 15% of what we make for the 2 or 3 hours that they're there at the store. We give them also a whole case of apple pies that they can sell to the folks that come in at any price that they want, and the money is for them to keep. We also do backpacks in August, which is coming up. We do 500 backpacks per store, depending on the store and the need of the customers in that area. And they have school supplies in them. We also do shoes. We do gym shoes. for some of the organizations in the area where my McDonald's at.
We're talking to Carmen DeCarrier, who owns several restaurants, but we're focusing on Westtown today. Okay, so what's your favorite item on the menu, Carmen?
Oh, my chicken nuggets.
Really?
I love my chicken. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I love my chicken McNuggets.
I like the French fries. I just wish they would last until I got home with my sandwich.
Oh, yes. They never make it.
No.
Or somebody else digs into your bag, I'm sure.
You know, if I'm in charge of the bag, I might have tipped someone else's fries over a little bit so there's some bonus fries in the bottom. But again, that's just me. I'm sure no one else would ever do that.
No, nobody does that. You're very unique with that.
Sure. Well, Carmen, it's great to talk to you. It sounds like you've built a great organization. Carmen DeCarrier, a Westtown McDonald's owner. And tell me again, on Western Avenue, what's the address?
We have 1951 Northwestern, and the other one is at 2005 West Chicago.
Well, fantastic. We'll be seeing you soon. Thank you so much for talking and for all you do for the community.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You bet. Bye-bye. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, let's check in with Mary. She's watching the traffic and weather.